May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to another Today's Health Update. Of course, I am Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. I'm here to bring you some good news about good health. You know, if you're dependent on the medical profession or the pharmaceutical industry, you're probably getting a lot of bad news. You know why? Because when you go to a doctor, they are trained to look for what's wrong with you. And I guess there's some validity to that. I'll call it that way. You know, but the fact is, the mind tends to complete the picture we hold in it. In other words, if you think about being overweight, eventually your subconscious mind gets the message that you are supposed to be overweight. You see, your subconscious can't tell the difference between imagination and reality. And as humans, we get caught up in thinking negative, wrong thoughts. It's called stinking thinking. And it's really bad for you in so many ways. I'm sure you've all heard of the placebo effect. What is the placebo effect? They give half the people the real medication. They give half of them a fake medication or maybe something like saline solution that does nothing to you. And it's amazing how many of them that believe they're getting the real thing that's not actually get the results of the ones that take the real thing. That's called a placebo effect. What is it? It's the mind completes the picture or the image you hold in it. So be careful when you go to the medical profession, is my point. They're going to pick out what's wrong with you, most cases, and they're going to get you focused on that. And then they go to their next tactic, which is fear, to scare you into making real fast decisions to do exactly what they want you to do, to get you in that surgery, to get you on that medication, to get you going the direction they want you to go. I'm going to challenge you to realize something today. Your health is not their responsibility. Your health is your responsibility. So take responsibility, sit back, take a deep breath, and go, all right, I've got time to think this through, to pray about it, and to help ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit to lead you in the right direction. You'll be amazed how many times I have people come in my stores and they'll talk to me and say, you know, I was riding down the road and you know, I just got my doctor's report and he had scared the living daylights out of me. You know, maybe it was cancer, maybe it was heart disease, but you know, something that they use that fear with. And they said, then I prayed and asked God for the Holy Spirit to lead me in the direction I need to go. And I turned the radio on, and there you are on the radio. And I say, yeah, that happens to me all the time. People get the answers they're looking for, especially when you turn back to God. Let's don't forget that God created us in their image, His and the angels. He created us exactly the way He wanted us. He did not make a mistake. He made you male or female. Don't let them fool you in that area. And for crying out loud, don't let them confuse your children. They will if they get the opportunity. They're playing God, but they're fools. They are not God. And they want you to believe that they can give you the information you need to make the best decisions, when in reality, history right now is proving that the medical profession has not solved the problems or cured diseases in over 70 years. Oh, they promised us they would, but they haven't. Why? Because they found out the money is in treating the symptoms of disease. And how do they sell their drugs? How do they sell us on surgeries? By scaring the living daylights out of us and painting a picture in our mind that something bad's about to happen to you if you don't act fast. Don't let them trick you into springing into action when it comes to making them wealthier. With that opening today, I hope y'all appreciate that I try my best to give you the information you need to hear. And I pray about the information I give you. This is not accidental. I try to put God first in my life every day. I'm up and I'm studying His Word first thing in the morning. I challenge you to do the same thing. And you watch, your life will start to change. But to help me with today's program, I've got Bert Golding on the phone. And the reason I wanted him on today is they have what I love about Positive Power Nutritionals. And I love that company. I'm telling you that they are second to nutritional health care, in my opinion. But they're way advanced to us in some areas. And one is they have a way of measuring the energy that a supplement delivers into the human body. And remember, without energy, you're nothing. You'd just be a slug laying out there. But with energy and the right hormone balance, you're going to get up and move and get things done, because we're created in God's image and He is a creator. So let's take advantage of what God has given us. But He also placed everything on this earth that we need, because He made us from the earth. That means everything's on this earth that we need to become the best that we can be in these flesh bodies that we're living in this flesh age, I call it. It's the second earth age, but it is the flesh age. Now, with that said, Bert, glad to have you on today.
It's great to be here with you.
Well, I'm excited because I was talking to you about us. You know, I love all your products, but one of them in particular that I think everybody should be on from the time you can swallow food is vitamin C. And that's because humans, like guinea pigs, are the two warm-blooded animals. There may be more, but I don't know of any more, that cannot produce any vitamin C. Vitamin C is a very inexpensive supplement that everybody should be on. But there is a vitamin C by Positive Power Nutritionals that we've been carrying for a long time called High Energy C Complex 1250. And when I was talking to Bert about us talking about that today, because they got the flu scare going out again. Here's another one of their scare tactics. Remember how they scared us so bad not long ago that we stayed at home, we stayed 6 feet apart. A lot of people wore masks. I didn't do that, but some people did. Or they wanted to run out and got the death jab. They scare you into doing what they want you to do to make them billions and billions and billions of dollars, and they do it without ever curing any disease. As a matter of fact, it turned out that the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, turned out to destroy more lives and kill more people than the virus itself did. So you got to be careful who you listen to. So I want you to listen to us today. And I was talking to Bert about this High Energy C Complex 1250, which people that take it fall in love with it. But what I love about Positive Power Nutritionals, they're always looking for a better way. And Bert, explain to people that you have a new one coming out, the vitamin C, that's going to be even higher energy than the 1250.
Yep, we do. We just started shipping it, and it's been something that's really, really exciting, because the same scientist that helped us find out about the 60-60 formula of how to do a lymphatic formula using both cell power and super silica in a one-gallon jug, also had come up with an idea, and he said, you know, as I was testing the different size particles of the food source ascorbic acid, so the natural vitamin C, he said, it just turns out that there is a way to increase energy even higher. And I said, well, it's already at 115 million of electrical potential as far as how much it can boost the electricity inside a human body. And it's the highest energy of any supplement or any food anywhere on planet Earth. So it's the highest thing that exists. And he goes, well, I think it's going to do even better. So I thought about it, and I thought, well, do we keep improving something that's already the best? And that answer came immediately, yes, we do. So with this, it went from 115 million up to 135 million on the Bovis energy scale. So, you know, it's now 10 times more energy than cell power drops you put into your water. And the cell power drops held the record for the highest energy of any supplement for over 70 years. Nothing ever challenged it. And I certainly never thought that the natural vitamin C powder in a vegan capsule, the capsule is crystal clear. It's not made from beef gelatin. It's not made from vegetables and chemicals put together. It's from a fermented tapioca starch. So in that capsule, we're now able to not only have the energy go higher, but to fit more of the natural vitamin C into the capsule. So it's called High Energy C Complex 1700 because two capsules, instead of holding 1,250 of just the natural vitamin C, that's not counting all the bioflavonoids and the acerola cherry and the rose hips and all of the quercetin and all the good stuff that's in there, but just the straight vitamin C from food. Instead of 1,250 milligrams in two capsules, it's 1,700 milligrams in the two capsules. So that means that as soon as that starts arriving at your store, people are going to get 36% more product in the capsule that they're swallowing. And it means that you know, you can replenish the vitamin C that your body is losing even easier, even faster.
Well, I would remind everybody that, you know, I told you that humans and guinea pigs produce no vitamin C, and your medical profession, with what they call the RDA, they call it the recommended daily allowance. I call it the recommended death allowance, because if that's all you get, you're going to die much younger than you should. But they say 60 milligrams of vitamin C is enough every day. And it will prevent scurvy, but let me tell you something, it's not going to preserve your life. An average animal, warm-blooded animal, at 100 pounds, for instance, a goat, will manufacture vitamin C at a rate of anywhere from 5 to 8,000 milligrams a day. If they're stressed, if a pack of wolves get after them, they'll produce up to 15,000 milligrams a day, yet the RDA for us, they'll tell us it's 60. That's insane. I'm finding that's true in a lot of things. Blood pressure, cholesterol, all this stuff. They just make up numbers, I believe, sometimes that will benefit their stockholders. In other words, it's all about money. So, Bert,
let me just say something about your comment on scurvy being able to be, you know, held off at that lower 60 milligrams a day of vitamin C. Right. The first stages of scurvy are not able to be prevented at that low level. The first stages of scurvy includes cataracts. It's where you have such a low level of vitamin C that the natural lens in the eye becomes cloudy. Okay? And cataracts are the first sign of scurvy.
Wow. They didn't teach me that in school.
Yeah, no, they did not. They did not. Dave, it's like they purposely held it out. I mean, we heard that there was a scurvy problem on British ships and British Navy ships, and that they started bringing in barrels of lemons and limes and things as they'd visit the tropics and visit Spain. They'd bring out all these fruits that were high in vitamin C, and it was able to help them. But the reason that they did that is not because they were so concerned about the sailors' lives. At that time, whether you were a Navy sailor or a commercial sailor, if you got sick on board and you were too much to take care of, they would just throw you overboard to the sharks. So it wasn't trying to help the people. What it was, though, is that they were trying to protect the ships from running aground, and they'd have the crow's nest up on the top of the main mast, and they'd have a person up there that would be looking and basically telling them, hey, you know, land ho, sometimes you really couldn't see the rocks that were under the waves half the time and the land. But what happened is that because scurvy started producing these cloudy lenses in the eye, the person at the top of the crow's nest was not saying, hey, land ho, or there's rocks over there, you need to steer to port, or you need to make a course correction here. And so the ship would run aground, and it was all completely destroyed as far as a big ocean going ship. And they would ask the person, why didn't you warn us? Why didn't you tell us there was land there? And he goes, well, it's just really cloudy today. I couldn't see anything. They go, it's not cloudy today. It turns out he had cloudy lenses. So they didn't teach us this kind of stuff. And if they had, think of how different it would be growing up as to having lots of vitamin C in our life. And because we don't, it's the highest percentage of the population now with cataracts in the lens of the eyes that we've ever had in the United States. But it's just out of control.
But, Bert, it really props up the profits for the vision and eye industry. You got to think about them. I'm being funny.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly what they're charging these days for cataract surgery, but in that case, they're going to take an amazing biological lens created by God and able to heal itself, especially if you get enough vitamin C back into your body. Your lens is able to not be cloudy and heal itself, and they're going to pull that out with some tweezers and then insert a piece of plastic, which is an artificial lens, into the eyeball. Okay, and with that piece of plastic, it's only got a life of maybe 10 to 12 years, and then it would have to be removed and another one put in.
Wow.
It's just like a person that gets hip replacement or knee replacement surgery. A lot of times they don't tell them, oh, and by the way, you're going to have surgery in again about 10 years so that we can take out these parts that don't heal themselves because they're not biological, and go ahead and insert some more machine parts into your body.
So in essence, they're creating repeat business. I hate to be so down on the medical profession, but y'all, when the medical profession gave over their control to the FDA and to the pharmaceutical industry and all their money, we lost control. There was a time when medical professionals, doctors and nurses and such had our best interest at heart. And I still believe most of the nurses do and many of the doctors do. But you got to remember, anytime money and power gets involved, it'll cloud their brains, and they'll think about the money instead of what's best for you and I. But for you and
me. Here's some more good news. I think it's good to people realize how bad things are getting. But the good news is that out here in California, where we're headquartered at Positive Power Nutrition, they had forced some legislation through. There's now not even a chance that the ruling party in the state legislature here is going to allow anything to go through except just what they wanted to. So they had passed a bill that said it would be illegal for medical doctors to say anything about COVID or any other disease except what the American Medical Association and the federal government tells them to say.
Yeah.
But they're not allowed to tell you the truth even if they know the truth. So they passed that legislation, and the good news is that a judge just went through and completely tore up the legislation and canceled it, just said it is so unconstitutional on so many levels that it's immediately rescinded.
Wow.
And this happened just a couple of days ago, and I thought, oh my goodness, who is this person that's willing to stand up the truth? He's basically saying the FDA is not a doctor. It's an agency, okay, the federal government. You know, it's, sometimes in the past it's been good, other times it hasn't been, but it says they're not a doctor, and it's a physician that can tell his patient what he knows to be true as a physician. It was such a startling ruling that people just couldn't believe, like, oh, somebody is willing to stand up for truth being given you by your own personal physician, that they don't have to toe the line to like you said, the money making powers that be.
Well, the FDA, just like the CIA and the FBI, believe it or not, I can prove to you 100%. All you have to do is go to Dun & Bradstreet and look it up. They are, listen to me very carefully, folks, even though you think they're federal government, they are 100% private, for-profit incorporations. They are not a part of the federal government. They just got the federal government's blessings because the federal government also is a private for-profit incorporation. We are not under the Constitution anymore, but that's another story. Bert, I could tell a difference when I took the high-energy C-complex 1250. If I took two of them things at the same time, in just a few minutes, I could feel a difference. Now, I don't know how to, not more energy. It's not like that. It's like life cleared up a little bit for me. It's like I was more stable, let's say, emotionally. Maybe my thoughts were a little clearer, subtle things like that. I can only imagine what two of the 1700s are going to do.
Well, and I think it's interesting because I really believe that with all the things that we're currently facing in the time in which we live, that we need this strength of a product. You know, it's not that I'm saying, oh, you know, we went out and we discovered how to do this and aren't we great. It's more like I believe that with all my heart that God has said for this time in which we live, when we're facing everything from 5G wireless cell towers and 5G in the routers in our homes and facing, you know, chemtrails and all of the hundreds and hundreds of just crazy, totally crazy, life-destroying things, that we need to have stronger things. I feel that that's the way that cell power has been preserved. I mean, that's our whole mission more than anything else, is to protect the formula on cell power and make sure that it's around to help people. But when it comes to the vitamin C, I think this is the time. If you take, I'm the same thing with you. When I took two of the capsules of the high energy C complex 1250 with a glass of water, I felt this like a ball of energy.
Right.
And it was just kind of a glowing feeling of well-being, especially centered right around the solar plexus. So as all of the chakras of the body, which are the energy centers, the seven energy centers in the body, are able to be charged up to a maximum if you have the right supplements. And most vitamin C on the market comes in at an energy level of 7,000 to 8,000. Almost everything, over 90% of all vitamin C sold, comes in at 7,000 to 8,000. Then you have the second highest energy of any vitamin C, which comes in at 500,000. It's truly amazing, that one, from another company. And, we're in the fifth generation of our vitamin C complex. It's always had quercetin. It's always had bioflavonoids. It's always had in it rose hips and acerola cherry and all of these things. But on the first generation, we were at 600,000. It was the highest energy of any vitamin C in the world. With the 1250 in terms of milligrams of food source vitamin C was at 115 million, which means it took first place for the first time in, ever that something has had more energy than cell power. And now at $135 million, Roy, I'm with you. You know, when you get your first bottle of the high energy C1700, I would say open it up, take a couple of capsules, and then call me and let me know what you're experiencing.
Awesome. I highly recommend that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, I told you, humans cannot produce any vitamin C. So I want to ask you a question. Do you think you should be supplementing with vitamin C? That's like asking if you need a ladder to go real high up on a building, or are you going to just try to grip the cracks between the bricks and climb it? You need the latter. So let's get some real high energy vitamin C into our schedule. I call it a schedule. I take most of my supplements when I eat, because when you eat, your tongue tells your body that food's coming, and it starts producing digestive enzymes and acids to break it down. So you're going to help your digestive system absorb more by taking it with food. However, it's not 100% necessary that you take this with food. It's just that I do that. You know why? I don't forget to eat. So therefore, I don't forget to take my supplements. Now, Bert, you mentioned cell power and super silica and a gallon and something about the lymphatic system. Have we got time to touch on that in 2 minutes, or do we need to save that for another show?
Yeah, it'll probably take more than 2 minutes. But the whole idea is, if you want to get all of the benefits of cell power, you know, which in terms of oxygenation and pH balancing and all the things that it can assist the body to do, because it has this high level of electrical potential, then you want to put just the cell power drops in the purified or distilled water by themselves. Don't mix it with anything. If you want to get all of the benefits of the super silica, then you want to put just those 12 drops in 16 ounces or more of distilled or purified water, and that gives you all of the benefits and helping to restore silica levels in the body very quickly so that you don't have all of the silica deficiency symptoms. Now, but the one time that you would mix them together is when you're creating a third supplement. It's not going to give you all of the cell power benefits. It's not going to give you the super silica benefits, but it creates a third supplement that we can't make and ship from here, because the amazing benefits only last for 4 days after you mix it up yourself. So, yeah, on another time that we have, we can get together on a program, we can go into exactly how to do it and what it does. But as far as a lymphatic push, it just makes a huge difference in the human body.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that means you need to stay tuned to next week's show, when we're going to talk to you about how to support your lymphatic system. Thank you, Bert, for coming on with me. As always, it's a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. This is a great conversation with you.
Always. And ladies and gentlemen, tell other people to listen to this show. You know how important it is that you serve others. That's a good way to do it. And tell them to listen at the times on the radio, or they can go to podbean.com and just type in today's health update and look for the titles they want to. Thank y'all for listening. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.